Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, business is interesting, isn't it? It's all about people. It's all about getting people to use their talents and their skills by getting them to buy in and understand what you are trying to create with your vision. But one of the things that often happens is that when we do go into business, we don't want the restrictions of being a corporate person. We want to do it our way. We don't want structure. We want to be free-flowing. We want to wing it many times. But the problem or the challenge is the busier we get, the more corporate we have to become. We have to have reports. We have to understand what people are doing. We have to have procedures. And if we don't do those things, pretty soon we're doing so much business that we get crushed because we just don't know which direction to turn. So the question of the day, and there is should always be a question of the day, when you walk into your business in the morning, you should say, what is my question of the day? What am I going to ask myself? What am I going to work on today to improve my business? And the question of the day is, how do your key employees report to you? So many times people have key employees and they just pretty much say, Freddie, what's going on? Susie, what's going on? And they really don't get the information that they need to understand what their people are doing, their coworkers are doing. So what you might want to consider doing is having a formula, having a routine, whatever works for you. Every Friday, once every 2 weeks, once a month, depending upon what your business is, you have a list of questions that you have for your people. The questions might be, please tell me what we're doing well. Please tell me what we're struggling with. Please tell me what you'd like to change in the business. Please tell me. You make up the list of questions that are relevant, and they have to email you the answers to those questions. Then you go back and you read them, and if the questions aren't really thoughtful or appropriate, you shoot an email back and say, can you think about this a little more? You train them to think. You know, in our society, people don't have critical thinking. They sit in front of a television set. They're involved in watching sports. They're involved in computer games. But they're not really critically thinking about what the next step is in the business, and we need to do that. So if you do that and if you decide how your people are going to report to you on a consistent basis by email with the questions that you need answers that get a real feel for what's going on in your business, it will be easier to manage your business. So you can say to me, but Howard, I don't have that many key people. It doesn't matter. They're still key people. Or you can say to me, Howard, I'm a single entrepreneur. I don't have anybody. Well, the same thing goes. You answer to yourself. You sit down and you say, what key questions? How much did I sell this week? What do I need to do? What's my break even? What questions do you need to ask? And this is especially important for the sales force. And the sales force actually should be reporting often so that you know where they went, what they did, they were giving someone a price, what the objections were. Because once we know what the objections are and can make a list of them, we can understand how to absolutely satisfy the needs of the person asking the objections. I know that by doing this, your business will be more successful, your stress levels will go down, and you will enjoy coming to work. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.